Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Giving honor to God, who is head of our lives. I'd like to welcome you to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. And thank you for joining us here this morning. A new day that we've never seen before. When someone is praying, y'all put your phone on mute and feel free to while they're praying, to throw stuff in while you're on mute that you know is in need. And for your sake, don't lay down. If you're laying down, you definitely go to sleep. I'm a witness to that, okay? Which is so true. I learned that a while back. But anyway, I just want to say again, good morning to everyone for making this good choice. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, yes. So what we're going to start out this morning, we're not going to ask petitions, ask God for anything. We're just going to give him praise for what we're waiting on, what he's already done for us or what he ever done for others, or whatever you want to praise or thank him for. So the lines are open. Unmute your phones and come in.
Hallelujah.
Thank
God. We bless your name.
Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We pray. We worship and adore you, Lord God. We're so thankful to you, Lord God. This morning, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Stop us on our way, Lord God.
Yes.
Lord God, I'm greater than you, Lord God.
For who you are in my life, for what you are in my life. Oh, yes. I just praise you for doing the same thing and unseen with your life, Lord. Because I know, Lord, you're always the same.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you, God. Because you're the only wise God. Thank you, Lord God. You are Father, Lord God.
I never praise you enough, Heavenly Father.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I just thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
You, Heavenly Father, I don't know where I am.
Almighty God, my grandchildren's life, my nephew's life, my sister's life, my brother-in-law's life,
Heavenly Father, and my sister-in-law's life, and my brother's life, Heavenly Father. I just thank you for what you're doing in our lives, Lord, my servant's life. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. The healing that you're doing in my family's life, Lord. Oh, Lord, I thank you for healing. Each and every one of you have healed and those that is being healed right now as I praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Lord. I just thank you for the weekend, Heavenly Father, that we just had, Heavenly Father, my birthday trip. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, God. In the name
Father.
Give you the glory, Father, because you have given us
God. No one like you, and I just thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the victory this morning, God. Read the victorious mind. We make our prayers unto you.
Oh, yes.
My God,
yes,
God.
Yes,
God. We lift up
to
you, God, because you are perfecting us, oh God.
Oh,
you need to help us.
Yes.
Rise up,
oh God.
In the time of trouble, Lord, they know that
you
have
no one like you. No
time of
need.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise
you,
Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father, for your faithfulness.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. God. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Is a friend that's closer than a brother, oh God. Thank you, Lord, today. Jesus is a good shepherd.
Tina, Regina, and original business, and all the
yes,
ones
Jesus.
In my family, business,
yes, Lord.
What you're doing in their business,
yes.
Heavenly
Lord,
Father.
Lord,
oh, yes. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for healing you from my body
yes,
that I'm
Lord,
not aware
Lord,
of.
Lord,
Heavenly Father, that's
Lord,
taking place in what I am aware of, that's taking place, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, today. Yes, God. And the family
Thank everyone for all the praises that have went up. Thank you. God really loves praises. Oh, yes. Heavenly Father, we come to you, Heavenly Father, agreeing with one another and praying in Jesus' name, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Father, for who you are in our life and what you are in our life, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes. We pray, Lord, that you continue to touch each and every one of us and our family members, Lord, our friends, Father, touching us where we need to be touched. Oh, yes, you know what's going on in each and every one of our body, Heavenly Father, in our mind, Lord. Oh, yes, you do. And what's going on in our heart, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We just ask you to work in our life for our good, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Touch us physically, mentally, and spiritually, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. And bless each and every one of us financially, Heavenly Father. Even those who have more than others, those who have less, Lord. Move them up, Lord. Touch them financially, Lord, that they be blessed abundantly, Heavenly Father, financially, Lord. Pray for those that may be crying out for you right now on the street. Wherever they may be in their homes, Lord, whatever they may be crying out to you, answer their cry, Lord. Some may be in danger, Lord, and some just may be calling out to you, but only you know what the call is about, Heavenly Father. So we're praying that you answer their cry, Almighty God. Answer their cry, Lord. Lord, those that are going to surgery this morning, Heavenly Father, or those that went last week, last month, Lord, give them a speedy recovery, Heavenly Father. Oh, let the surgery be successful, Heavenly Father, because they went in surgery trusting in you, Heavenly Father, and you'll never fail us. So ask for a speedy recovery for all those that have been in surgery, even those that didn't go in surgery and going through illness, Lord, sickness, Lord, or recovery from whatever, Lord. We pray that you just make us be recovered. The healing, heal correctly, Heavenly Father. Whether it's their mind, their body, their soul, whatever is that, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We turn it over to you, Heavenly Father. We let go and let you, all our situations that we may be going through, our family members, or friends may be going through, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We depend on you for everything, Lord. So touch us where we need it at, where it's needed at, because you know all things, Almighty God. Yes, you do, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. God, be with us every step we take, every breath that we make. Continue being with us, Heavenly Father. Showing us favor, Heavenly Father. Giving us grace and mercy, Almighty God. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we turn everything over. Let go and let you every aspect in our life. Oh, yes, Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. We love you, Heavenly Father. And we ask you to continue being faithful. We know you'll never change, Lord. You are a faithful God. And you will never change, Lord. And we just thank you for that and love you, Heavenly Father. Lord, wherever you see that we need your help without us even asking, Lord, we ask for you to just step in, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. But people are always praying for others, and some don't even pray for themselves. So, Lord, step in, Lord. Oh, yes, for those of us who does not ask for ourselves, Lord, because we overlook ourselves sometimes. Oh, yes, Lord. You are our helper. So help us in the area that we need. Oh, yes, Lord. You got people that are homeless, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Just a touch from you, Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, there are people, Heavenly Father, you are our provider, Lord. Provide for those that are in need of food, Lord, those in need of financial help, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're praying for those that may be stressed out, Lord. Oh, yes, those that may have memory loss, Alzheimer's, which is memory loss, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, touch their minds, Lord. Those that need renewing their mind, Lord, renew their mind, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You're not praying for those that don't know you, Heavenly Father, that they get to know you, Heavenly Father. Someone come and do their past and share it with you that you may become their savior also, Heavenly Father. Father, we pray for the ministers, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You know those that whatever everyone is going through, Lord, and we're praying for them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Some churches may be going on to Heavenly Father, turning around, Heavenly Father, because there's nothing that you cannot do. Lord, you cannot fail. You will not fail. So we're asking that you show them favor, Lord, those that going under lack of members, financial situations, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, that may be losing their faith, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Renew their faith. Renew their faith, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, mighty God. There is no one like you, Heavenly Father. There is no one like you. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We pray for the kids, Heavenly Father, that's in school. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. That those that may have a learning disability, Lord, oh, change that. Turn it around, Heavenly Father. Those that doesn't pay attention in class, Heavenly Father, turn it around, turn it around. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Those kids that are bullies, Lord, Lord, turn it around that they become and show love to those that they have bullied, Lord. And for the ones that are being bullied, Heavenly Father, give them strength, Lord. Touch their heart, they can feel love, Lord. Give them understanding, Lord, to know that those that bully them don't know any better, Lord. And oh, yes, 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 Lord. Do your things in the life of those that are being bullied, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praying for those in the nursing home that don't have family members, Lord. You know family members don't have to be blood to be family. Put family in their lives, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Well, Father, we just pray for marriages, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You know what goes on in each and every marriage that is, Heavenly Father. For those that are going through situations, Lord, turn it around. Fix it, Lord. Some may not have understanding, Lord. That they give them understanding that they can communicate. Without communication, there is no understanding. So give them communication, whatever it needs, Lord. You know more than anyone. You know everything, Lord. So working those marriages for their good, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Lord, we're praying for those that's out there that don't believe in you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, for those that do not believe in you, that they too can come to know that your word is true. Oh, they can experience it, Lord. We're praying for those that need their mind renewed, Lord. Lord, renew minds, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Continue pouring more and more of the Holy Spirit within us, each and every one of us, Almighty God. Yes. Oh, yes, Lord. When people see us, let your light shine on us and through us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, you know what is going on in each and every one of our life, our family members' life, our friends' life, Lord. So work in our life or I'll do it, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Continue anointing us, Lord, each and every day. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praying for those that have already prayed and waiting on their prayers to be answered, Lord. Move them next in line for a miracle. Oh, yes, Lord. Move them next in line for a miracle, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for comfort, for people in need of comforting, whether it's because of a family member transition or just have a broken heart or whatever it may be, the reason they need comforting. Comfort them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, comfort us, Lord. when we are in need of comfort, even though we don't need it right now, down the line, Lord, step up for us and comfort us whenever we need it, Heavenly Father. But especially for those right now that have lost family members, Heavenly Father, or friends, Lord, comfort them. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for the ones that have been shot, killed, whatever kind of way it happened, Lord. Strengthen those families, Lord. Strengthen them. They need strength, Lord. And give them strength, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we can never thank you enough for all you're doing in our life you continue to do, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we pray for relationships, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Church relationships that may not be mended, may be falling apart, Heavenly Father. Touch those relationships, Heavenly Father. And those that are looking for companionship, Heavenly Father, whether it's a male or a female who's looking for their match, Heavenly Father, somebody they can spend their time with that's full of peace and joy. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, work it out for their good, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Put the right person in their life that they can glorify you for, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Pray for those that are struggling right now, Lord. You know it's a lot of people that are struggling with financial situations, Heavenly Father. Come on, made it, Lord. Excuse me. Someone may have not able to pay their bills, Lord. Lord, they need you right now. Yes, they do. They need you. Oh, yes. Whatever they're in need of, Lord, be there for them. And I connect this prayer with all the prayers that are going on around the world. Oh, yes, Lord, to Father who art in heaven, I be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us, everybody we're praying for, give us this day our daily prayer. Forgive our trespasses. And we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil, for you are our kingdom, power, and word, Heavenly Father. You are our everything, and we depend on you, Lord, for everything, and glorify you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. For all the friends, and pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Okay, the lines are open. We do a prayer request, testimony, praise report at this time. So if you need a prayer or praying for someone, give them a prayer request now, praise report or testimony. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Thank God I was late getting here, but I thank God for the prayer that I've heard. From Sister Marie, I appreciate God for the word. And I just want a prayer. I heard maybe lately my niece's husband had a heart attack, and he's in the ICU. And that he, you know, just prayer for families, my family, my strength, and, and, you know, total healness, a continual healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. That's what we demand.
His name is Kennedy. My niece's husband's name is Kenny.
Kenny. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, good morning. This is Darlene B. Thank God for being here today. Thank you, Sister Marie, for leading us off this morning and getting us started. Hallelujah. I want to request prayer for Myrtle, who sprained her ankle, and she needs to get that healed. She's limping. Praying for Kara, who's going on missions in Lebanon. And Reverend Lee, Mother Pearsall, and Carmen need healing in their bodies. And we're praying for Melissa and her husband as they have been married this weekend. So pray that God will bless them as they continue their lives together. I also want to just pray for the Gibson family that God will continue to bless them for unity and cohesiveness within the family structure, that the children will be obedient and follow God's plan for their lives. Just want to pray that Benjamin especially, and as I pray for him, I'm thinking of Sister Chris's boys too, that they will do good in class. I did get a good report from Benjamin this weekend that his grades are improving. He's doing better in class, and he did tell me that he was happy that his mother and daddy had pushed him and talked to him about his behavior in school. So we pray that Benjamin will continue to do better in his classes. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Chris. I just want to thank God for being here this morning. God is always just going to come through and provide, and I just want to give him all the glory and honor this morning for just always coming through and providing for me and my family. He is so good. He's so wonderful, and he's so greatly to be praised this morning. I'm just glad to be here on the prayer line in his presence. I want to continuously pray for Denver and Dallas, just that they have good behavior in school and do their classwork like they're supposed to do. And I want to ask for prayer for my mom. She's supposed to have surgery to remove some cancer, but we're praying that she won't have to have the surgery, that they won't be able to find the cancer. I'm just believing that in the name of Jesus. And I also want to pray for our neighbor, Mr. Reggie. You know, he lost his son last week, and just continuously keep him lifted in prayer. Amen.
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 I have a prayer request. I only know the young man by Hollywood. He passed, so let's pray for his family. And also, let's pray for Keith, who's with anemia, and he's bleeding. He's been going through this for years. He's been bleeding inside, and they don't know where it's coming from. So let's pray for Keith, who's anemic. Anyone else? Prayer request?
Yes, good morning. Scholastic is here listening in agreement, and happy new week to everybody. And thank you for the prayers that have gone out, and continue to pray for my family. I just thank God that this weekend has been a very good weekend for me. All my children were here with me and my grandkids at the same place at the same time. So I'm excited with that, and I'm thankful to God. Just continue praying for the families. And for my children, you know, just have a personal relations with God and continue praying for the lost souls for salvation, healing, and deliverance for our brothers and sisters out there. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Good morning.
Pastor, I want to pray for Marsha Henderson. She has attempted suicide there. They have a rehabilitation. Want to call on the saints that to pray for her to see if they can continuously keep her in prayer. She's up in Valdosta, Georgia, the family, and we've been in prayer a lot. They called last night. I said we have to do special prayer because the spirit of suicide is just running rampant right now. And I thank you so much, wife and I. I said good morning to everyone there. And then we sit ourselves in agreement with the prayer that God is going to bless. We thank God because he works miracles so great. We got a blessing this weekend, and that just about blew my mind there. and all things working together for the good of us that love the Lord and call according to his purpose. Please keep me and the family in prayer. We thank you.
Thank you. Is it one? Anyone else? Praise report, testimony.
Okay.
Moving right along. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. First Samuel. Okay. Genesis 21:2. For Sarah became pregnant and bore Abraham his son in his old age at the set time God had told him. That's Genesis 21:22. We have to keep our mind that God do have set times. Abraham was 100 years old when Sarah did what seemed impossible and gave birth to Isaac at the age of 90. Exactly at the set time God had promised. They had waited for the fulfillment of the promise over 20 years, had seen no sign of it happening, and every circumstance said there was no way. But God is faithful. What he promised was en route. Maybe God has put promises in your heart that seems too late. You didn't see how you can get well or how your child could get back on course. When thought tells you that it's too late, let that go in one ear and out the other ear. God is lining up the healing, the favor, the good breaks. They are already on your schedule. It's all set in his time. Keep honoring God in every blessing that has your name on it is coming in. People can't stop it. Bad breaks can't stop it. Age can't stop it. The economy can't stop it. And forces of darkness can't stop it. Get ready for it. You have a set time. So keep that in mind that you, God have a set time for you, and there's nothing nobody can do about it to stop it. What's for you is for you. Okay. Okay. I'm going to speak on the gospel is unchanged. 2 Timothy 2:8-10. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffer trouble, endure, even to the point of change. But the word of God is not changed. Therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may attain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Paul knew about change. More than once, Paul had suffered for the cause of Christ and found himself on the wrong side of a jail door. There was a time in Philippi when the businessmen of the city saw their hope for profit evaporate with the healing of a demon-possessed fortune teller. They stirred up a mob. They stripped off all clothes, beat him with rods, and chained him in the inner prison, which was basically maximum security at 16. There was the mob scene in Jerusalem where Paul was rescued from the crowd and imprisoned at 21. There was later transported to Caesarea to protect him from the assassination at 23-24. After further change and two trials later, he was on his way to Rome. Chains awaited him there. Paul knew chains. He knew what it was to be bound, shut up, and oppressed. But Paul knew something else. No matter how long the chain was around his feet, no chains could stop the gospel message from spreading. Everywhere Paul went, the gospel message went with him. No circumstances and no chains could limit the power of the gospel message to spread, and everywhere the message was shared, lived a life with change. Paul shared regardless of the circumstances, and the message spread and the kingdom advanced. Dear Father, may we be faithful today to share the good news that is unstoppable and possesses divine power to save souls. Oh, yes. Amen. In Jesus' name, Father. Yes, 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 yes. Okay. I'm going to read you the scripture of the week. Get to it. I don't have my Bible out. Okay. But as I look for this, is anyone who have not gave your prayer request that wants to give a prayer request, still open for prayer request. Okay. There's not anyone else. The scripture of the week for March 2023, 1 Chronicles 18 and 16. I'm sorry. Chapter 16, verse 8 through 9 says, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among people, sing unto him songs unto him, sing songs unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. So that's Chronicles chapter 16, 8 through 9. Okay. So what I would like to do now, share on, give you a couple of verses on grace growth in. John 15:8 says, when you give much fruit, my Father is honored. This shows you are my followers. Philippians 1:9 says, and this is my prayer. I pray that your love will grow more and more. I pray that you will have better understanding and be wise in all things. Second Peter 1:5 says, do your best to add holy living to your faith. Then add to this a better understanding. That's Peter, 2 Peter 1 through 5. And Job 17:9 says, but the one who is right with God will hold to his ways, and he who has clean hands will become stronger and stronger. Okay. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, all of us with no covering on our face show the shining greatness of the Lord as in a mirror. All the time we are being chained to look like him with more and more of his shining greatness. This change is from the Lord who is the Spirit. Psalms 138:8 says, the Lord will finish the work he started for me. Oh, Lord, your loving kindness lasts forever. Do not turn away from the work of your hands. Colossians 1:6 says, the good news came to you the same as it is now, going out to all the world. Life will be changed just as your life were changed the day you heard the good news. You understood the truth about God's loving favor. Proverbs 4:18 says, but the way of those who are right is like the early morning light. It shines brighter and brighter until the faith to the perfect day. Oh, yes, 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 yes. So right now what we're going to do is we're going to do a corporate prayer. So I heard all the requests that went up. And if you didn't get yours in, you can add yours on in as we pray. But I'm giving another opportunity. If you didn't give a prayer request, you can give it now. So unmute your lines and everybody that's come in and add in whatever you need to pray for while we are praying. Lines are open.
Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord. We just praise you this morning.
Hallelujah, God. All the prayer requests that were called out, those that may not never be called out, Lord.
Father, we are so glad to pray for
restoration for the family this morning, Lord God. Renew the anointing upon them today, Heavenly Father. Anoint their hands with oil that they cup to run it over.
Amen. Amen.
We pray for them, Jesus, Lord God. We bind every generational curse over our children right now, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for abundance, Lord God, for them, Lord God. Break every chain right now, Lord God. Anything that's spoken over them, Lord God. We ask you right now to restore them, Lord God. We pray for Father Rudy, Lord God. We pray for my mom, Lord God. We're trying to hear the cancer right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask for healing, Lord God. Restoration, Lord God. Heal, Lord God. Heal, we know, Lord God. Lord God, not just us for healing, but just for my mom.
God,
I pray for healing, Lord God.
Suffering,
just having suffering,
just knowing,
just So we thank God for that today. So I decree that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject, and it shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender, no matter where it came from. If it was from a witch, a warlock, or a wizard, we must remember that we have to know the truth about what's happening in our world. There are people out there who do have demonic powers through the devil and his imps, but we have the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by an enemy hurt us. So we have to speak the word of God for our lives. I decree that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree today that the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path in the name of Jesus. I decree today that we see our breakthrough today, no matter what it is. You have a different breakthrough than I need. So we decree that those breakthroughs are here today, right now. I decree today that we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. I decree today that we have on the whole armor of God. We are blessed and cannot be cursed in Jesus' name. I decree that we resist the devil and he flees. And I decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper and we live in continuous abundance in Jesus' name. I decree that we continuously humble ourselves and pray as we seek the face of God. I decree today that we, though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil because the Lord God Almighty is with us. And I decree today that we cast all of our cares upon him because he does care for us. And I want you to know once again that I love each and every one of you, and I thank you so much for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your enemies, because we're loving people into the kingdom, and God's kingdom is being enlarged because of that. So everybody be blessed. Have a beautiful day. Come back tomorrow, and we will see what we have for the Lord and what God has for us. Amen. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L, second word is L-E-I-G-H, Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4255.
4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.